Welcome back, listeners. It's part two of my AMA. clearly, I've changed locations. I'm not sitting, I'm not lying in my bed. I'm actually at a retreat in the mountains on the east coast of Australia. So if you can hear cows, there's cows in the paddock not far from where I am, and there's plenty of birds waking up. Okay, let's continue on with our questions. Okay, what stereotype? This is from anonymous. There's a list of questions from an anonymous listener. Thank you. I don't know your name. What stereotype about your country / ethnicity do you dislike the most? About Australians? About my country? Yeah, I guess there's this typical Aussie stereotype of us being sort of, I don't know, uncouth larrikins who drink too much and are a bit rough around the edges. I'd like to think we can all keep it classy at some times. Oh, granted, there are, you know, plenty of those and we all have our moments, but yeah, it's not one I particularly subscribe to or am proud of. I think we're, I don't know, maybe from that comes our relaxed approach to things generally. That's quite a generalisation. But I'd like to think we're pretty friendly. So maybe that also comes from that sort of stereotype. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty proud to be an Australian. And fun fact, I'm not actually Australian. I've lived here all of my life, but I'm actually from New Zealand. And yeah, there are certainly, you know, aspects of being a Kiwi that I am extremely proud of. There are some that I'm not so proud of. But yeah, I feel blessed to come from this part of the world. What's the dumbest / funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? It's not me personally, but I booked a piano room, a rehearsal room at our state library in the city one day, and it's locked at most times, and you have to get one of the librarians to come and unlock it once you make a booking. And we opened this two doors, an external door and then a soundproof door, and inside were two people getting it on. They were going for it, pretty much naked and on the piano, and it was, I just thought, yeah, that's pretty dumb. Lock the door, people. At least lock the door. I didn't see a whole lot. I saw enough, and all the librarian said was, just put your clothes on. So, yeah, I thought that was both dumb and funny. Funny for me. What physical aspect of the male, if possible female as well, of their body turns you on the most? Okay, I have this thing about this little shallow section between the collarbone and the top of the shoulder. Oy. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, that, and just in general, neck, even the word. That's on a male. On a female, I love when a female lies on her side and her hip bone of her sort of upper leg is just sort of jutting out there, and it's kind of right where the pelvis is, and it's that point that if you're taking her from behind, it's just that you're hooking in from behind to that great sort of, I don't know, grab point. But when a female is lying on her side and naked, and you see that lovely sort of, again, shallow sort of section that's created, I just think that's incredibly, incredibly sexy. What time of the day are you the horniest? I'm a mid-afternoon person. I kind of get to about 3-4 o'clock, and yeah, just need to take care of business. I'm not sure if that's because my body's starting to wind down and coming to the end of the day or what it is, but yeah, that's my time zone. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? Ideally, I'm pretty happy with every day. And if you skip a day, twice on another day, maybe twice on a few days, I don't know, do the maths, I don't know, 7 to 10 times a week, yeah. It didn't used to always be like that. Just a heads up, if you have a partner and a female partner and or any partner and you're expecting that that's a benchmark of some sort, it's not. It never used to be like that for me, but yeah, I'm coming into my own, it would seem. Okay, favourite sex position and why? I need to figure out how to explain this. So if a male is on his side and I'm on my side and we interconnect our legs, kind of like when two women trib, it's kind of like that, but yeah, when he can, I hook my leg over his hip, over his waist, I guess, and bring his top leg up between my breasts, and his cock is inside my pussy there, and I can grab his leg and control the depth and the pace, and at the same time we can look at each other, and yeah, that's really good for me because it's the depth of penetration, but also my clit and my lips just are able to sort of grind against his thigh that's lying up my, you know, up my chest. I love that position. Which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? I did think about this one, and I'm a fan of The Princess Bride, and that's probably showing my age a little bit, but Wesley, I wouldn't kick him out of bed, can I tell you? And it's just his line, as you wish. Because, you know, poor kid, he's got no idea what I wish. He may end up regretting asking that or saying that. What are your dick size preferences, big, average, small? You know what? Just make it hard. Make it hard, make it work. Just, I don't care. I honestly do not care. And I've only recently become aware of, you know, issues or issues that some men face regarding the size of their penis. But I'm like, gotta say, guys, just if you have a hang up about that, please just embrace it. It's what you've got. Work with it to the best of your ability. And if you are feeling that you're not, then just step it up in other areas. You have a tongue, you have fingers, you have so much more. You're so much more than your penis size. But yeah, I have no preference because it's how you use it and it's the person. Yeah, it's the person that is my preference. Worst date and best date you have ever been on? We don't date so much here in Australia. Excuse me for a second. Sorry, should have brought water. You think I'd know by now. We don't date multiple people at once here. It's not really done. So in terms of dating, I didn't really do it. It was just, so if there was a bad one, I didn't really have one. The best one, he's probably... I'll tell you a story. I went to Sydney for a holiday and to visit some friends, and ended up, and you got to know, I've never done this before and I've never done it since, met a man at a bar where I was with other friends, and we ended up having a drink, which was lovely, and then he said, can I take you out? So the next night he came to where I was staying and picked me up in a limousine and took me to probably the best hotel in Sydney. We had a lovely dinner, a very lovely dinner, and it turned out to be a very lovely night. It was a bit of a pretty woman moment, which was bizarre, but... you know, tick it off my bucket list, hey? So, yeah, that was a pretty good date. Besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to visit? I'm a fan of chick flicks on GWA. And hang on, I'm just going to have a look. NSFW 411, I'm a fan of. And I'm just going to have a quick look. I need to get this name right. It is, I always get the letters around the wrong way. Sensual MFM. I am a fan of those. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating / relationships? And what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? Oh gosh, I'm not the go-to on this, but in my opinion, mistakes, gosh, really, who's got dating sewn up, you know, and relationships sewn up, really? I would say in terms of sex, just slow down. Slow down. It's not a race. It's not a race. You're not going to get a prize. Or you probably are going to get a prize at the end. But make the journey worth it. Just slow down, you know, and explore in terms of sex is probably what I'd say. In terms of relationships, just communicate. Just listen. Listen, talk. Don't assume what the other person is thinking is probably one of the best pieces of relationship advice I've ever heard. I think we all kind of go, well, you know, he was thinking this and she was thinking that, and so I didn't do this or I didn't do that or I decided to do whatever. I just think, don't assume the other person knows what you're thinking or how you're feeling. Or so just, yeah, really communicate. Keep it open. Keep it transparent as much as you can, I'd like to say. Where are we up to? How'd you stumble upon GWA? That was through listening to erotic audio. Somebody mentioned it and I checked it out. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I think fairly standardly, you know, I'm not a fan of, and this is not kink shaming, this is more power to you if you are a fan of these. But for me personally, I don't listen to anything with incest, well, bestiality, generally rape, and, you know, snuff, scat, all, I guess, the fairly non-mainstream kinks. Yeah, there's probably, I'm not into humiliation at all, or degradation, or pet play I haven't really listened to. I haven't listened to it all. It's not something I've explored. Maybe I would, I'm not sure. Okay, if I was a stripper, what would my stripper name be and what would my gimmick or character be? My stripper name would be Chili. And my gimmick would be fire breathing. I don't know if you're aware, but it's kind of my thing, fire. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? Oh, for fuck's sake, ladies, it's not a competition. There are enough. There is enough. There will always be enough to go around. Just, I don't know, don't pull other women down. You know, don't try not to. Don't get competitive for petty reasons, is what I'm saying. And, you know, in a context that's not necessary. It's just, you know, yeah. Let's keep it nice. Let's be supportive. I'm not saying have a kumbaya moment. I'm just saying if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say it. You know, don't drag other women down. It's hard enough. It's my soapbox moment. If you could go back in time and talk to younger self, I think I've answered that one. Yeah. What was the last movie you saw? I saw The Courier last week with Benedict Cumberbatch. Let's go back up. Here we go. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? I thought about this as well. I'm a bit of a crier. And I'm overly emotional. I don't know if you've picked up on that. I cried at the beginning of Up, the animated movie Up, when Ellie died. I cried hard. I found that difficult. I also cried at the end of Avatar. That got me in my guts, that one. Let's have a look here. Let's scroll. Have you ever cried during a movie? Just give me a second. Minor adjustment to my laptop. There we go. If all the sex toys you own came to life, how would they behave and what would they talk about? That's a brilliant question. I really dig that question. They would say, oh my God, she's so good at cleaning us and putting us away properly. and maybe a couple of them would say, I wish she'd charge me more regularly. And I think they'd be pretty happy in general. I don't think any of them would feel as though they were being left out or, as though there was a favourite. They all get equal turn, pretty much. Great question. What would they talk about? What else would they talk about? I don't know. A couple of them are missing at the moment, so maybe those two, who knows where they are. Next question. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? Out of context, out of spicy audio time and, getting into it, getting busy, I don't use that word and I have never called someone that word. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? It wasn't actually a cartoon, but it was on during cartoon time. It was the Banana Splits. I'm a fan. How much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Grammar people. Would it be okay with dating someone that believes in God? Religion is, again, it's a personal thing. I have no qualms with it either way. Would I be comfortable if my partner didn't believe in God? Yes. Would it be okay dating someone who believes in God? Yes. When it comes to politics, would you be okay with dating someone on the opposite spectrum? that would, to a certain extent, if it impacted a partner's beliefs or the way they interacted with me or friends or family. That's a circumstantial one. I believe you can have opposing views in a relationship. If it impacts or has a bearing on the relationship itself, that's something to be reconsidered, I would think, for me personally. Next question. Is using coupons on a first date sexy? No. When you are dating someone new, do you think serious topics/questions should be avoided, saved for later, and keep the dates casual, or should be talked about as early as possible? I would say find your groove with that person first, and before you get into the, heavier stuff, I don't know, enjoy each other. whether that be physically or not. I would say, enjoy each other first. Just keep it light, keep it casual, I would say. Now, I think that is all for that round of questions. Next on the list. Okay. Am I currently single? Oh, well, you just have to keep guessing that one. What are your thoughts on anal? I'm here for it. I'm happy to receive and give. What are your thoughts on, and I'm not quite sure if this is pronounced correctly, a hegel? Japanese, I had to look this up, so I don't actually have any thoughts on that. Next question, are you a bogan? No. I would like to think, no. And if you are, how about it? Go your hardest. If you don't know what a bogan is, Google it, people. Have you ever had a shrimp on the barbie? Yes, I have. And note to non-Australians, we don't say that. Thank you, Paul Hogan, or whoever bloody introduced that to the world. And we don't generally call them shrimps, they're prawns. I know there are shrimps, but no, I have. We don't say it, but yes, I have had prawns on the barbecue. Next question: Do you think women are hypergamous? Had to look that one up too. Had to ask a friend exactly how to pronounce that properly. Hypergamy, I believe, is the act of marrying up. Maybe above your station, punching above your weight. I don't know how you want to put it. Marrying for money. Do I think women are? I have no opinion on that, whether women or men do. Again, if everybody's in agreement, have at it. Next question, have you ever had group sex? If yes, when, where, and how many people were involved? That's a keep your guessing answer. And have I ever cheered Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi? Yes, I have. Next question, is racism really that bad in Australia? Look, where I am currently, or where I live, no, I don't believe so. I'm not sure what your level of bad is. That's a fairly, that's a bit of a subjective question. But thank you for asking. Easiest way to turn you on, listen to me, and I don't mean my audios, just engage with me. Listen, let's have good conversation. Oh God, good conversation is everything. And good humour, like I said, make me laugh and I will take you to bed. Is the internet speed as bad as they say in Australia? Yeah, it's pretty crap considering it was invented here. It's a bit rubbish, to be honest. Favourite Aussie comedian? Look, I have a few. I'm a fan of Jim Jefferies, if you want to get down and dirty. I really enjoy Kitty Flanagan, Carl Barron. There's a whole range. I'm really digging Nat's What I Reckoned. Nat, N-A-T, What I Reckon. A bit of a hard rock or metal rock, I don't know, chef. He calls himself a cook. But yeah, if you haven't seen him, check out his Instagram and YouTube. He just keeps shit real. Makes me laugh. Do you call it McDonald's or Macca's? Macca's. Hey, just wanted to know your thoughts on this. I'm a male virgin and I feel like having sex with a woman is a pointless endeavour at this point. Oh, that's sad. Okay, this is to do with penis size. Should I stay a virgin and avoid potentially disappointing a woman or take the risk? First of all, I'd like to think it's not a risk. Second of all, you have what you have. Use it to the best of your ability and just do your best. Your best. And it's about the person, right? It's about the person, not the cock size. Next question. It's a YouTube clip. Is this what adulthood is like? If you're the person asking that question, I watched the clip. Thank you for sending the question through. And I'm not sure what your adulthood will be like. I can't speculate on that. There are aspects of it that, yes, perhaps so. Next question. Do you think simps or guys that need to pay for sexual services are losers because they can't just get that stuff for free from a partner? I think no, because in this day, and particularly at this time, considering what's happening globally, I think however you are sexually satisfied is entirely up to you. And yeah, I'm glad that these services are available for people who aren't, receiving that from a partner, whether they be in a relationship or not. Next question, do you find muscular men more attractive than non-muscular men? I don't really have a preference. I know that sounds like a bit of a cop-out, but overly muscular men, look, not so much. And if you are one of those, I applaud your dedication and commitment. Non-muscular men, I personally love a long, lean man. That's my personal preference. You know, that's toned. I'm not really into larger, you know, yeah, toned, and, you know, a little bit of definition's nice in an ideal world, but yeah, thanks for asking. Boob size, well, I would happily say I'd like to think more than enough. Older men or younger men, look, men, full stop, men. Dumbest fight you ever had with a sibling? I don't know, it'd probably go back to childhood. Which, yeah, I'm going to leave that one, actually. Yeah, I'll just leave that one there. Have you ever pegged anyone? No. And this is from Giorgio. I would like to know if I am into astrology. What's my zodiac sign? And, okay, I am a Scorpio. What made me get into creator roles? I think I've answered that. What motivates me to making the ones I do? It's all my personal preference. It's all the things I fantasize about. So that answers that. Thanks for your question, Giorgio. What's my darkest fantasy? Well, that would be telling, wouldn't it? Stay tuned to my dirty little confessions. How do you feel about bisexual men? Fuck. I think that's... I am here for it. I am anybody who can embrace their sexuality, regardless of it. But, yeah, bisexual men get the best of both worlds, I'd like to think. Just, like, fantastic. What a delightful position to be in if you are exploring and, and it's all consensual. What kind of audios are my favourite here on GWA? Do I have... I've answered the particular categories I like to fill the scripts. My kind of audios, I enjoy comfort audios more lately. I've also been... delving into MDOM, which is new for me personally. It's a new sort of a realm for me to be visiting. Next question. Oh, sorry, that was from Nearby Al. Thank you for that question. You from Tyso, T-Y-S-O-E. You've done some amazing work and made so many people happy. Oh, that's kind, thank you. My question is, how many more audios do you plan on making in the future? Look, things are probably going to slow down a little bit once I return from this retreat I'm on at the moment. So I don't know. I don't want to commit to anything in particular because I don't want to disappoint you if I can't fulfill it. So I hope that is enough or sufficient for you. Thank you for asking that question. The Golden Jet, thank you for your congratulations. Now I have one question. How do you like your eggs? I prefer a partially cooked yolk, and we'll just leave that one there. Next question from Dammit Cam. The first one I've answered, what made you get into doing the lovely audios you make for us? And I've also answered the next question there. Dammit Cam, what do you know about doing it that you wish you had known at the very beginning? And just for fun, if you have a favourite painting, photo, sculpture or other piece of art, what is it? I have a particular piece of art, it's a particular painting that I'm quite fond of. It's Gustav Klimt, The Kiss, that I was fortunate enough to go and see in Vienna when I was younger. Okay, I think I might be at the end. I think, yeah, looks like it. If you've listened this long, thank you very much. You've been particularly patient to endure this. I really appreciate the support that you've all given me. I can't tell you how much it's a new experience for me. And yeah, I love your comments and I read everything, all your comments, all your messages. And yeah, like I said, I'm just truly, truly grateful. Feel free to reach out and comment or message. I may not get back to you straight away, but I would hope that at some point I do. And let's just keep it classy. Look, I'm going to say 99% of you do, which is just wonderful. I haven't had to block too many. Oh, just on that note, I do get requests fairly regularly for personal interactions, whether it be, you know, via Discord or Snapchat or wherever else and any other platform. I have boundaries and limits. I have my own life over here, and I appreciate and I'm flattered at the proposition, but yeah, I do have limits regarding that. Yeah, just so we're all on the same page there. But yeah, likewise, again, thank you. I cannot tell you how appreciative I am, so stay tuned. There's a little bonus section coming up in part 3. Thank you.